One of the things we all want to do is focus on ourselves to make things better. But somehow the more self-absorbed we become, the worse it ends up feeling. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at God's heart of love for you from a different perspective. It's great to be with you again today. Ever had that I'm feeling down kind of feeling? Just one part of our lives isn't quite right, and it can rob us of life and joy and peace and vibrancy. Just one relationship, one situation, one aspect of life can be a wet blanket over the whole lot. And part of the problem is that we become, well, all self-absorbed over that one thing. It's like until we can deal with that one issue, that's all we can think about. When we're freezing cold, we just want to get warm. When we're thirsty, we just need a drink. When we're in our own personal little prison cell, we just need to get out. Some people spend years in being self-absorbed over one issue. And you know what? They miss out on life. I've seen it happen over and over again. And I think to myself, well, that makes sense. That's a good idea. Oh, maybe we should all try that. Yeah, right. So how do we deal with that? We can feel as though we're in our own personal prison cell. Maybe you're caring for someone who's been sick for years, or you have a loved one with Alzheimer's, or is sickness or disability, or your husband or wife just isn't what you want them to be, or your kid is on drugs or goes astray, or you're in a wheelchair. I mean, the list is endless, isn't it? Sometimes that's the reality. Now, I'm not making light. These things aren't trivial. They're a big deal. But sometimes it's just the reality. We can't change it. We can't remove the prison walls. We have to live life anyway. I wonder if you've been struggling with something like that and there's just one area of your life that's not working for you. Maybe it's been going on for a week or a month. Maybe it's been going on for years. I wonder whether today we couldn't together make a decision. Decide to live life to the full, no matter what life throws at us, no matter what the prison walls look like. To live life in a way that when we get to the end of it, no matter what happened, we can look back and say, you know something? I've lived the most outrageously amazing life with no regrets. Regret's a funny thing. Sometimes we think that regret is about the external things, the things that we can't control. Well, maybe. But I think more than anything, regret is about our lost opportunities. You see, life can take a turn this way or that. Tomorrow, I could end up a quadriplegic. That would be terrible. But what would I do with that? Would I sit there for the rest of my life and just not live life? Or would I say, well, that's what's happened to me. I have to move on. I have to live life. My hunch is if I became a quadriplegic tomorrow and I got to the end of my life, the thing that I would regret the most is not becoming a quadriplegic. The thing that I would regret is if I gave up on life. The things that we tend to regret are our own lost opportunities. It's when we respond to something badly and we look back and think, oh, I could have responded better. I could have actually lived life. Wouldn't it be terrible if we got to the end and we had huge regrets? And so when there's something going on in our life that feels like a prison cell, I think we need a radical shift, a shift away from my problems to my reaction. And that's why we're looking this week at a letter from someone called Paul on death row. It's a letter that he wrote in a Roman prison in the first century AD to some buddies of his in a church at Philippi. And he said to them, here he is on death row, he said, my friends, this is my prayer for you, that your love may overflow more and more as you get to know Jesus. This is a guy on death row, and he's using language of abundance, overflow more and more as you get to know Jesus. See, what's going on inside Paul is he's got Jesus in him. He's got the Spirit of God in him. And the focus is off himself and off his own problems onto his friends. He can talk abundance language because he's got an abundance of Jesus happening in him. He can't help it. He overflows the love of God. I don't know about you, but I could never do that until I had a relationship with Jesus. I used to hate it when other people would succeed around me. Their success was my loss. But now in a relationship with Jesus, my heart's full to overflowing. There's more than enough love and grace and comfort and peace and credit to go around. And that's what's going on with Paul here. Paul's got Jesus. And so he has this overflow in his heart, his love and his concern for his friends. Jesus does that. It's a radical shift in focus, and it takes the focus off me out onto others, off you out onto others. That is a huge shift. And truly, I don't think we can do that shift without a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We have a volunteer here at Christianity Works. Every program that I record, both this program, A Different Perspective, and a much longer program, half-hour program called Christianity Works, each audio track is taken, and we have some volunteers who type up transcripts. And so those transcripts are then posted onto our internet site, and people from right around the world read those transcripts, pull them down, copy them, use them in their lives. And this volunteer, I won't use her name, but she suffers from agoraphobia. So she's in a prison of her own. Agoraphobia is a condition where you have a fear of wide open spaces. And so by and large, she doesn't go out of the house much. And she had a heart to do something for other people. So when we sent a letter around to many of our supporters, the people who help keep this program on air, and we said, look, we're looking for a handful of volunteers, people who have PC and internet access. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, we just needed some people to type the transcripts for our website. And so she does that now. And here's this woman who struggles in a prison with something that you and I can't understand, and she probably can't understand either. And yet she's taken the focus off herself, and she, through what she is doing in her home, taking these audio tracks and typing them up into text transcripts, is blessing people right around the world. Just recently we had an email from a woman in Rwanda who listens to this program there in Rwanda, and she's using those transcripts to lead a Bible study in a women's group at her church. Isn't it amazing what happens when in God's power we take the focus off ourselves and put it on other people, no matter what's going on in our lives? And it's not a head attitude, it's a heart attitude. When I speak to this woman who volunteers with us, she says, you know, what an incredible blessing it is when we get the focus off ourselves and we start doing things for other people out of the abundance of the love that Jesus puts in our hearts. Oh, wow, that is awesome. Can I encourage you, if you've got a Bible, get it out and open it up towards the end of the New Testament and read this short letter of Paul to the Philippians. It gives you a whole new outlook on life, because the context is this wonderful letter is being written by a man in a dungeon on death row. He is a political prisoner, chained to a guard. And he says, man, my prayer for you is that your love would overflow more and more as you get to know Jesus. You're feeling down, circumstances are weighing you down. Get close to Jesus, real close. Do something for someone else. Use your gifts and your abilities. And when we stop being self-absorbed, all of a sudden, we start getting on with life. Love, they say, is what makes the world go round. Fair enough. But sometimes we don't feel loved. And sometimes we struggle to share love with those around us. Not easy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Love Is. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. Because God's Word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this simple booklet, He'll help you experience His love and share His love. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with A Different Perspective.